Roscoe Dalton hated that he had to scare the woman who lived here, but if she screamed, they would find him. As it was, he was weak and he knew he wouldn't last much longer. Blood loss was making him dizzy, and he feared passing out. Somehow, he had to make her understand the gravity of the situation he was in. "Don't scream. I'm not here to hurt you. There are bad men outside who are looking for me. If you scream, they'll bust the door down and kill us both." She stopped struggling against him, and he felt relief. His strength was ebbing. Slowly, he pulled his hand away. "I just need to rest here, and then I'll leave." Stepping away from him, she glared.
"How did you get into my house?"
The woman was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen, and he wondered if he was dying. Was she an angel sent from heaven? With a sigh, he looked away. "I'm sorry, I picked the lock on your back door and came in," he said. "I'm not here to rob you or do anything that would harm you. I've got to rest. I've got to wait until I can sneak past them." If they found him, he was a dead man. Lighting a lamp and turning to face him, she gasped.
"You've been shot," she said.
"Yes," he replied, wondering if she would take the bullet out. There would be no healing until the slug was removed. "Can you help me?" Feeling his lifeblood oozing from the shoulder, draining him of his strength, he knew the darkness would soon overcome him. If he died, he feared for this beautiful woman he had the craziest urge to kiss. They were red and looked soft and pliable. How would she taste? She gazed at him for a moment and sighed.
"Of course. Let me get what I need."
Thank God she was willing to help him. With a sigh, he sank down onto her sofa. He couldn't pass out. He had to stay awake or risk both their lives. The men outside were ruthless and would kill them without hesitation. She came back into the room with an apron covering her dress, bandages, and a wicked-looking knife.
"I have water heating. I need to sterilize the knife."
"Do you have some whiskey?" Her brows drew together, and he realized she had auburn tresses that flowed down her back and emerald eyes that narrowed at the mention of alcohol. "It's to relieve the pain while you dig it out, so I don't scream," he told her. Her eyes widened, and she licked her lips nervously.
"My father has some," she said.
Oh no, there were other people in the house he didn't know about? He'd heard no one. They had not come to check on him when he entered the darkened house. In haste, she walked into a dining room and pulled open a cabinet. The family was obviously wealthy with a fine home, and she had been somewhere tonight, wearing a red silk dress. A party dress. Some lucky man had probably danced with her all night. With his background, men like Roscoe didn't belong at fancy parties and weren't accepted by politic society. And that was all right. He wouldn't know how to act. But the lady looked so genteel and refined, and his eyes couldn't help but notice the womanly curves that filled out her dress. It was all he could do to not reach out and touch the fabric. But where were the others in the house? When she came back, she sighed.
"I don't think you can make it up the stairs. You can have my bedroom and I'll sleep upstairs. In the morning, you need to leave."
Of course, it was what he had planned on doing tonight, but realized he was trapped. "Agreed," he said. "Is your family home?"
"No,"
she said, not telling him anything else. Why did he get the feeling she was alone and didn't want to tell him? And that was all right. He didn't want to make her any more uncomfortable than she already was. "Thank you for your help. I promise I'm a good man."
"That's what they all say,"
she said beneath her breath as she led him into a darkened room. Quickly, she pulled heavy drapes over the windows and then lit a lantern, filling the room with a soft glow. The room was decorated with pale colors of pink and yellow. A tapestry hung on the wall of a young woman in a field of flowers. She pulled back the covers, spread a towel on the sheets, and he sank down. It felt so good after spending so many nights lying on the ground. She said,
"I've never done this before."
"Me either," he said, "but I know the bullet has to come out.